Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, there's some times that it's extremely challenging to see good in the hard of the days. You know, the thing is that life when it's really hard is more than an inconvenience. It's just life altering. And so one of the things that I love about the book of Philippians is how the author, Paul, writes his words from prison. And one of the things that he says right from the get-go in chapter one is that he explains that, you know, yes, he's in prison, but his purpose still remains. His why in life is still there, and that is to share the message of God. And he saw that he had that opportunity to do that with the guards in the prison. And so instead of just becoming so down about it, he actually expresses that he had joy in it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool because he obviously knew that the situation wasn't great, but he didn't let that stress him out, and right. He still did what he felt like he needed to do and what God wanted him to do. And kind of out of that, he really kind of gives us messages about, hey, don't stress out. Don't worry about all these things. You know, there's a bigger picture.
Right. I think that's what I am so impressed with him, because he just kept on going.
Yeah.
And so many times we tend to stop and get stuck in all of that. And that he just had this certainty, this soul deep belief that he was where he was supposed to be, that he still had that this purpose, and that he was going to accomplish what he was supposed to do.
Yes, so be encouraged and know that God is at work and he is for you, and he will never leave you or fail you. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit us at tablethink.com for more content.